The next one is September 9th, 1997.
Greetings, Evergreen.
Greetings, ma'am.
A couple of questions that came up after yesterday's reading. Short questions. In the speaker's booklet about the Boodians and their history, it indicates the Boodians mated with humans about 6,000 years before the Nazarene. And they said it was with certain peoples of bloodlines that were dying out.
Yes.
Who were those peoples of bloodline dying out?
Certain Etruscans, certain Celts. We see those two.
Not Atlanteans.
Some that would become Atlantean, yes. But
no, Atlantis, this is after Atlantis has disappeared in 10,000 BC.
Yes, but best way to describe this is to form an engineering caste.
For the Boodians.
For the Boodians.
Right. I understand that they were trying to make, to alter themselves by mating with the humans.
They would swap genes, yes.
Right. And for them, they wanted to have some of the physical, mental engineering abilities of the human in their genes.
Yes.
Right. But why, how would you explain it? It's not before the Atlanteans have disappeared.
Yes. But the concept, if you look at the concept of Atlantis, was engineering. That those that they chose had those genes. Had the engineering. You see, if you go before this, before what would be called the beginning of the great mathematic, that as the great mathematic began to influence engineering.
Is that after the collapse of the second Atlantis?
This is before the collapse.
All right.
But much of that knowledge lost. Much of it.
After the collapse, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, and if you look at the argument between nature and nurture, is mankind automatically an engineering race? Is there something that drives mankind to create an environment in which such things as a great mathematic would exist?
I think you're implying that we aren't. We weren't.
And possibly mankind is. And possibly that would be the reason the Boodians chose to have that bloodline within their own.
And that is after, so that the great mathematique was created by Atlanteans?
It was also used by them.
But it was invented by, according to the speakers, by a civilization on some planet that lived 360 million years.
Yes, that's long before.
Right, so then the Boodians had the great mathematique.
They had remnants of it.
Oh, and then the Atlanteans developed it from contact with the Boodians?
Yes.
And then the Atlanteans, being humans, had a particular engineering ability that the Boodians wanted to acquire.
Yes.
I see. That makes sense. So when you said that after the Celts comes the Atlantean, you meant that metaphorically?
Yes.
As the engineering concept?
Yes.
I see.
Now, take it one step further. This society that exists now is in many ways Atlantean.
That's what I understand. And Lemuria is coming through Russia. In
yes.
The next 50
in
years.
In that style, yes.
Beg your pardon?
In that style, yes. Much modified, because mankind has changed. Societies have grown in different directions, but still, there is that which that would be sought towards, would be the best description.
Right, so that mating 6,000 years before the Nazarene and planting the seeds for the benefit of the Boodians, but also they could see when we would develop to the 20th century with that.
Yes.
That's the Atlantean thing. I see. All right, I'd like to move on. One little aspect in the cold fusion topic, you were talking about how it would be hard to get the information that Matsushita has out to the people because there'll be so much resistance by regular old industries. Is there going to be a problem? They have to be rather careful in putting out this breakthrough?
No, but the consensus of all involved is that while invention changes the environment in which the invention is released, that certain invention affects more than other certain invention. That where there is a built-up infrastructure worldwide, essentially, and if that infrastructure is superseded or affected deeply, then the fall of that infrastructure would affect other infrastructure. So therefore, with some degree of delicacy, this needs to be done so that this infrastructure that the invention would affect is eased, not pushed.
Right, and I got the impression that in North America, especially when there's more fear of the effects of cold fusion, that people like me have to write about it for Americans to hear about it.
Yes. Understand something. If you would take a good look at the mercury battery. Now, the mercury battery was, in essence, unknown by most North Americans and not available for purchase for almost a decade after it was created.
Where was it created?
It was created in Europe.
Oh, okay.
A mercury battery. Now, that is a small matter. Now, the belief was that the mercury battery would completely obviate the need for carbon acid batteries, which eventually it has replaced, but not completely. But the belief was that the whole industry would collapse with the introduction of the mercury battery.
Right.
So it was withheld. Technological advance has its downside, so it's believed. And the downside of cold fusion is the collapse of the electrical utility system.
All right, I understand that. I'd like to move on back to the Boudians. I forgot to ask. I have a note here that on April 21st, 1997, I had a dream, which to me seemed I had a dream about the Boudians or some, I can't remember the details, but I made a note of it at the time that I interacted with some Boudian reality or something on that night. Can you ever look at that dream and see what I was doing?
Well, it's a sudden, this is most apt. It's trying to put a handle on something to which is very hard to put a handle to. That was the dream.
That was me doing that?
Yes.
Did I have something trying to help me?
No. It was a dream that you yourself created to form a method that you can put a handle to something that it's hard to put a handle to.
Which is the Boudian phenomenon?
Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't have a Boudian visit me or something?
No, we did not see that.
All right, and it wasn't because of some contact that was coming that
no.
I was intuiting. Okay, I understand that. Another, in the reference to the JFK assassination and the murder of Dorothy Kilgallen, how did the people that murdered her find out what her and Jack Ruby said?
She discussed this with several people. She discussed it with several. You must understand that it was not something that happened without prior knowledges.
Right.
She had announced, she had said, she was then A loose cannon.
Oh, that's right. She did. She did sort of. It was announced.
Yes.
At least among people in the newspaper world.
Yes.
So somebody who would concern found out.
Yes.
And they acted quickly.
Yes.
Okay. I forgot about that part. Yeah. All right. In relation to the AIDS question, in many people who write books about the AIDS was a conspiracy, it was manufactured and tested, they cite the gay experiments in 78, 79 in clinics where they tested a certain something on herpes victims in the gay community in 79 or so in New York and San Francisco. Now the Evergreens have said no, that wasn't how AIDS, that wasn't done there. But someone argued with me about that, and I wasn't sure if the Evergreens agree with me, but I remember them saying that it was started in Africa and it did not start in New York and San Francisco.
It did not start in New York, and San Francisco started in Africa.
So whatever story is about these early gays getting these herpes tests, that was not a planting of AIDS.
No, was not.
And that will stand. Okay. One question from yesterday. I was watching some shows, fringe show, where this guy was saying, look, the image of the dragon in certain Chinese artifacts from 2,000 years ago looked just like the dragons from artifacts from Mayan culture. And he was trying to make a theory that something was in common between the Chinese and Mayan. I don't know, I can't remember if it was about UFO contact, but this person was wondering about the universality of this dragon image all around the world 2,000 years ago. Can the Evergreens comment on the truth of that or why that would come up?
You see, the question is, why is there in Mayan culture such statues of genotypes that were not in the Mayan culture? If you look carefully, you would see that there are statues that have Negroid features, Caucasian features, but the Mayans were neither Negroid nor Caucasian. So where did they find all of these models on which to make their statuary? What did they have?
Sounds like there was a global culture, global village interaction, so to speak. That's in.
Yes. Now we're going to give you another question. Why would the Egyptians have a need for batteries?
This has come up in previous readings. They wouldn't have a need.
They would not have need at all. Now we're going to ask another question. How were those on the Indian subcontinent able to fuse metals of widely differing temperatures? Something that is able to be done in laboratory settings presently, but could not be done until at least 30 years ago. But these were done approximately 1,500 years ago. How was it done? Going to ask you another question. Why would a society want to know about another society? Now, these are not easy questions to answer because they would appear to be within themselves disparate, but how could a dragon be seen not only in Chinese literature, Mayan literature, but in other literatures?
Because they saw UFOs? Who were seen all over the world? If it's a UFO thing, I don't know.
Dragons existed then.
Something that was drawn like a dragon. The ever going to have an answer on that?
Why would you draw something as a dragon? Because you have nothing else to compare it to.
So it is something they've seen that's strange.
Yes.
So it is UFOs.
Yes.
I see. So, and they were seen by cultures all over the world.
Yes. But still does not answer the question we asked in the beginning.
Why do they have, my question is, why do they see it as a dragon? All have the same response. You know what I mean?
Mm. And why would the Mayans be able to carve statues of racial characteristics which they themselves did not have?
I think they were a global culture.
So how does a global culture communicate?
Would they have electrical vehicles? They have airplanes? By radio? Or no, they showed up in I think people traveled a lot.
They did. So how did they travel?
So you're implying they have some technologies of travel that we don't expect?
Exactly.
And what was that?
What is...
Are you saying the UFO people dropped these people off?
Now you're seeing it.
But were they willingly abducted or conscious of the abduction?
Yes. What if it's collusion?
Oh, I see. The UFOs introduced everybody.
So
they had actual encounters.
Yes.
Even though it says in the speaker's thing that there was no interaction
You must understand certain things. The speaker's book is very, very simplified.
I see.
By necessity.
Because it was 20 years ago.
Yes. But for all that could be said of ship travel and the like, where in the drawings of the Mayans, or even the drawing of the Chinese, where are their ships that took them from place to place?
There aren't any.
There are not any. But there are pictures of dragons.
Because that's what they couldn't see what we see today. Culturally, they saw it as a dragon or something.
Or describe it as.
Right, it was like a mind-blowing experience for them.
Mm-hmm.
Were dragons real?
No. Dragons are not real.
Is it something from the collective unconscious, an image?
It could be seen as such, but in actuality, describe something that you've never seen to somebody who will never see one anyway. You see, if you're going to draw a picture of an aircraft, it will fit under certain designations of these are the wings, these are the tail appendage, etc. Because you have fixed in your mind what an aircraft is and can do. There are many variations on aircraft, size, width, length, etc. But, essentially, the same design throughout. Now, if you have no aircraft, how can you draw a picture of an aircraft? If you say it has wings, then so do birds. So let's put birds' wings. Now, it's not exactly that. You said wings. These are wings. These are the only wings we know that come on birds. So, in a culture, it would be a bird. Now, it travels without moving its wings. And so on and so on.
All right, I understand. Were these the Boodians again?
We cannot say.
Right, but they were friendly. No violent acts happened to humans that were...
No.
And were the humans exhilarated from these experiences?
You see...
And create myths?
If you follow through on Arthur Clarke, that any advanced technology appear as magic.
Yeah.
Now go back one step on that. And you do not have magic in your society more than you have, but that you have more influences on your society that are non-material. So you could say that an advanced technology would appear as godlike. Now, if that is followed through on that particular concept, then those that would aid you would be godlike, and how would be your relationship to a god? Consider it fortunate, consider it a blessing, consider it what you will.
Yeah. So that means Chariots of the Gods, one of the first books to start off this
kind of thinking is a pretty accurate book.
In many ways it is.
Yeah. Does Eric von Däniken know it's more accurate than people give credence to?
He knows this.
Right.
So do several others.
Yeah. All right, I'd like to move on to another topic. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
I'd like to focus on me and Carolyn. Do we need to locate Carolyn Dean?
Please.
Could you please locate Carolyn Dean in
311
New York City, New York State, New York City, East 91st Street? Is that street?
Yeah.
Number 311, apartment number 7. Carolyn Dean.
Yes, we have this one.
Right. Now, she has one more question about some of the pressing issues. The Ontario College took away her license 2 years ago and has now moved to through lawyers to get it again. There's two ways to go. Either redo the trial, which is not possible on the books because you can only appeal it 30 days after it happened, or you can try to have it reinstated, because now there is a climate and laws are changing in the Ontario legislature so that they're reassessing the taking away licenses of alternative doctors. Carolyn's wondering which way she might have to go or should go.
The third way. Ask that the judgment be annulled.
Rather than reinstating?
Rather than reinstate. Annulled.
And you do that right to the... You go straight to the authorities?
To the authorities in this, yes. But it is seek for it to be annulled. Now, this is for two reasons. The first is that it's quick. The second, it saves face all around.
Right.
So ask that this be annulled. Yes, the climate has changed. Alternative medicine is now more acceptable. You see, if it were that she were a charlatan and that she was practicing medicine without a license, a different matter. If she had been a licensed medical doctor, which she were, and that she had been prescribing excessive dosages of prescription medication, that would be another thing. But that she was a licensed medical doctor who was looking into alternative methodologies that were not agreed upon by the College of Physicians and Surgeons is yet a third matter. So since it's this third matter, and since the research that she has been working upon seems to show certain results, then for the College of Physicians and Surgeons to save face, have the whole matter brushed under the rug by having it annulled, and that would be it.
Right, and then she could get her license back.
Yes.
Yeah, and in other words, she should bring in the mirror fact, what mirror is showing into this
yes.
information, and the lawyer, so to tell the lawyer, her lawyer to go that way.
Yes.
All right.
Annulled.
Yeah.
Not for fight this for its correctness or rightness, but that the whole judgment be abrogated by annulment.
All right, thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask a question about myself. Ellie's the only person I know who's asked this, but apparently I am living other lives as Bob Dean. At this time, I'd like to hear what these other lives are, if I've stated the question correctly.
Now, consider that you are a quart bottle. And just before you chose to come into this existence, you took off this quart bottle 27 teaspoons full. Now, from 27 other quart bottles, each one of them gives you one teaspoonful, so that this 72, individual, fill back to your full quart. You see the analogy?
No, I don't get it. Are you saying that my soul is a quart bottle?
Yes.
And I take 27 parts of that out?
Yes.
And where do I put them?
You put them in 27 other quart bottles.
Ah.
And every one of them gives you one teaspoon back, so that you now have your full quart.
Oh, yeah, they gave them back to me, right. Okay, to the soul bottle.
But a different, you didn't give your own back.
No, I put something in them, didn't I?
Yes.
I took the 27 and put them in 27 bottles?
27 other bottles, of which each bottle had 27 taken out of it. So everyone shares a 27th of everyone else.
These other bottles are other souls?
Yes.
So I do this mixing before I reincarnate?
Yes. So you are linked with 27 others. Now, well, here's the point. It's not 27. Well, it exceeds 'Matches the population of the earth.
Now, this, what I think of immediately is that when one dies and gets to the middle of the plate and sees all your 3,000 lives, there's ants going around the rim of the plate, this is an old evergreen image, I can go and relive any one of those lives again.
Yes.
Differently.
Yes.
So this is, you're explaining how that happens right
yes.
now.
Yes.
So all my lives are everybody else's life that's going on?
Everyone is.
Yeah, but what Ellie was told about being a secretary in Chicago, she was given a few.
These are other existences in which you yourself have directly been in, where you have been the major component. Now realize, there are other lives where you've been a minor component. You've been one fraction of an individual. So could you see what learning then is? Learning is, you've learned everything that is to learn. And there's still more everything.
Right, so give me a couple of lives that I'm the majority in that Ellie is having right now, other lives as Ellie.
That you're having?
Yeah, that I'm having, that like you had.
Okay.
I'm not a secretary in Chicago, but...
No. But of those lives, there is one to the year 603 to Italian peninsula itself. In that existence, you were associated with the pressing of olive oil, but you were not the owner of the yard in which this was done. You were a transient worker, a friend of a family, trusted within. Now that, but you have no resonance in this existence with that at all. None. Because there is no need for a resonance. To the year 1691, in that existence, to an area that is the northern portion of Paris, in that existence, you were a decided criminal. You were a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Not a murderer, a smuggler. But you smuggled in that existence books. In that existence, let us assure you, in certain circumstances, that was death. Certain books, death. Not acceptable. But you did.
I'm definitely resonating with that life.
Oh, that's a very strong resonance. There are several imports on that life. It's not that you're anti-authoritarian. It's because that you look at authority askance. You understand its need for its being, but you can see its tentacles being here, there, and everywhere.
I can see its tentacles?
No, you can. You don't want it.
Yeah, everywhere.
Not at all. So what you see authority is misused authority. That is your argument with authority.
Yeah.
Not that it is authority, but that it is misused.
Yeah.
So that's a very strong resonance in this existence. Now, let us bring you to yet one small point. In the city of this is north of Calcutta. It's a small area. Well, there is a farm, and on that farm is a young girl who will, in the next 5 years, be married and will have two children and will herself die in childbirth of her third child. There is no resonance with that child in this existence now, but because of certain observations that she will absorb these into yourself, and you will then use those observations to try them out in yet another existence. Even though you did not live her existence, you can gain from the knowledge of her existence.
I will become aware of the knowledge, those comments, when I'm dead?
When you're between lives, yes.
Yeah.
But imagine the input of every existing life form in this world.
Monster magnet. A controlled cacophony.
I think when we talked about the secretary in Chicago thing, that was talking about parallel timeline. That's a different subject?
That's a different subject.
Oh, that's what I'm referring to. Give me my parallel lives right now.
Parallel life?
Thank you.
There are several. But depending upon your description of what best is, we would suggest that this one that you have is best. Because we see that at the age of 15, you made a certain other choice, and you decided that you would move into economics. And that, in essence, you became uncreative. And while there is much to be said about economics, we see that you became a very great person in it. In many ways, a bookkeeper using bigger numbers.
Mm.
You would still like that person, but you would say to yourself when you look at him, where's the verve? Where's the investigation? You would see it, but you would say, where is it going? It's doing nothing. One very interesting one is where your own wife said no to the proposal of marriage.
In 1970?
Yes. And that puts you right now in San Francisco married to another person.
Male or female?
A female.
so that is happening now.
Yes.
Not on this dimension.
These are alternatives.
They sound like reality, like whatever we're thinking, all our thoughts create realities.
They do.
I see. Holograms that we live in.
But are those parallel realities as real as this one to the person living it, or are those just...
To the person who's living it, it's as real as this.
So it really gets monster magnet is not the right term, but it's such an intertwined...
You're talking about quart bottles, yeah, and sharing energies and resonances.
The objective is to create an environment in which there is learning. You cannot learn when you're a rock. That's been learned. Even that was useful. You cannot learn by having no mercy. But you can learn about having no mercy when you have no mercy. But that goes nowhere. Which causes the greatest continuance in which learning can happen? Suicide is sometimes inevitable. Sometimes it's not. Does it work? Is it useful? These things need to be explored.
Thank you, Ravines. I'd like to go on to some quick topics. Do animals reincarnate?
Well, animal souls are a fraction of a larger soul. A person can be one turn it personal or enmity, whichever you wish, could be an entire anthill, or that an elephant can be a fraction of a personality, or a fraction of an entity. But when that animal casts of clay, that part returns to the greater whole.
So animals and all nature is part of our souls, spirit soul.
Yes.
So it returns to the spirit level, but then animals carry on, and some fragment of spirit is motivating them.
Yes.
All right. Are there vampires?
Yes. But not in the Bram Stoker point. There have been those that have fed on blood, because in truth, blood is extremely nutritious. And certain peoples have drunk the blood of others because it was the most easily assimilable substance that was available. But not vampires in the essence of fiction.
Right.
As in carrying a sharp teeth?
No. Sharp knives, but not sharp teeth.
All right, there's a new concern by some activists about depleted uranium, I think is the term for fallout after the Gulf War in 1991, and it's causing problems with people's bodies. Is that such a cause?
No.
So depleted uranium is not... Why are some of these people getting, these veterans from the Gulf War getting all these sores?
That is due to various gases that were released by opposition forces, and also by error of bombing certain gas supply areas. The clouds were quite large. Many have been affected. But that which is being experienced by veterans of the Gulf War is easily compared against those symptoms and continuing symptoms, short-term, long-term, of gases.
All right.
Not depleted uranium.
Right. I think in October there's a rocket going up called Cassini with plutonium on it. And many people are concerned that could blow up and then we'd be polluted with plutonium in our atmosphere. Is that a concern?
And not one. You should see, first of all, the containment vessel of this. If crash, if malfunction, if ordered destruction, the rocket itself is designed to destruct, and it would eject that power package. The power package is designed to fall at 33 feet per second, and still remain viable. Now, there is no concern on this at all.
All right.
The greater problem of this package is its eventual disposal in approximately 50 years from now. It will need and will have rocket motors attached to it, and it will be sent directly into the sun.
All right, thank you. You want to turn over? Oh, we're okay. Could you ever just tell me what was my most immediate previous lifetime?
To the year 1863. We see yourself to the area of Bremen in Germany, and in that you were a skilled metal worker in the making of armaments, particularly rifles, on a production basis.
All right, because I was just reviewing some of my lives and old notes, and I think I saw a contradiction where Carolyn had a life with me around that time.
Yes.
She wasn't in that life, was she?
No.
Yeah. But I think we did some traveling in the East India Company.
Yes, we did that.
What dates were they? Was that like?
Even the same period. You see, you're looking here at certain major and certain minor
lives. So we're already talking about.
Yes.
So when we start asking about our past lives, we have to clarify major or minor.
Yes.
So I have two lives I've had in the 1860s. One in the East
India.
Now you see it.
You see, it can become remarkably confusing.
Yeah.
The problem with seeing past lives is not the life or the time, but the influence of it.
The resonance factor.
The resonance factor, yeah. Yes.
All right. Does industrial pollution affect the weather?
In certain circumstances, yes. But only to a very minor fraction. Very minor.
So that the ecological fear of global warming and all these things are exaggerated greatly.
Greatly exaggerated.
So we'll just assume that without going into details, all right? Are people geniuses because of having similar lives previously?
That can contribute significantly.
So that Mozart might have been a pretty good musician in a previous life?
Not necessarily a good musician, but good at something.
Oh, at anything, at something.
Yes.
Which
you see, in that existence we described as being a metal worker working on making rifles and shotguns and those things. Well, it was a talent that you yourself had in that existence that you would not need it in this existence is immaterial. That you were skilled in it, that you transferred that skill over to other areas. The objective, as we said, is to learn, but to learn what? What if every person came into existence with the propensity to be skilled at not anything?
Skilled at anything?
Anything.
Yeah.
Thanks for an interesting scenario. What if everyone is, though?
Are you saying we don't do that yet?
Not completely. It's beginning to show itself.
Spirit is beginning to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I see.
That you can only create the environment, and then you can only have the environment if you created the prior environment, etc.
Right. I think... I hear people talk about their spirit guides say, you know, open yourself up to me and I can influence you. I think even Walter Fishman has said to Carolyn, you know, if you respond to me, I can influence you in your work. Do angels or spirit have influence on people?
They do and they don't. Realize free will allows interaction. But free will sometimes denies interaction. But no one can force you. But that you can request that aid is given. For Carolyn herself, that she would open herself to that particular entity is within her free will. That she can have the option of saying yes or no. And she can say yes and she can say no. That she says yes does not mean that entity influences, but advises, gives energy. But should Carolyn say no, then that entity cannot.
But what you're saying that if one opens to it, you can be influenced.
Only if you choose to.
Yeah, if you choose to.
You see, you can open yourself to any energy, but you do not need to accept it. You can perceive it. You can perceive an evil, but you need not accept it. Because evil can only exist if it's accepted.
Okay.
So therefore, nothing can influence that would have your permission first.
All right. Is
Is mad cow disease a threat for many countries outside of England?
A threat to humans?
Yes.
No.
All right.
Not even in England. Jacob Kruisveld is not, and there was situations where this has happened. Note several things here. First of all, there has not been the epidemic that has been predicted. And those people that have JK is within the normal numbers. So where's the epidemic?
Who's been caused? If they hadn't done the scourge of cattle, would there perhaps have been more of an epidemic?
No.
All right.
It's been one of the... It can be understandable why it's done, but it has been a very expensive situation.
Are there ghosts?
Yes.
People do see ghosts.
Oh, yes, indeed.
All right. Another factor is that Michael saw once an impression of a Neanderthal man doing a cave drawing.
Yes.
And that's not yet man. That's pre-Cro-Magnon.
Yes.
So there was a kind of culture.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They expressed themselves.
Yes, they did.
So will we find and prove that there was culture in not yet man back to 100,000 BC?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. So archaeology is on the right track in gathering that?
Yes.
Do you think they'll ever accept the altering scenario?
No.
That'll never be accepted?
No. Not for at least another almost 150, 175 years. You see, the first part is to make a full track of the human genome. That's the first part. Then look at what are called logical inconsistencies.
Right.
That is much, much further ahead.
But our interaction with the Boudins when they come, that will
influence. Oh, that will tell so much.
But it won't be accepted for 100 years after that?
No.
Will they tell us that fact?
Yes.
So, but we may choose not to believe them for
yes,
us.
Yes, that's see. True.
That's true. All right. Because I have a note here. Some spears were found by Germans, they say, from 400,000 years ago.
Yes.
Those are real spears?
Yes.
All right. Could the Evergreens comment on the 100th monkey effect? You know that theory?
Yes.
Have you done that before?
The 100th monkey involves that a species can learn indirectly after a certain number of that species have been given knowledge. That by the 100th monkey, other monkeys elsewhere, the 101st monkey, does not have to have the experience, but would know of it.
All right.
Not through direct interaction, but it would be a part of the, and there's that word, meme. Mm. So, how would that 101st monkey know it? Is there such a linkage between minds that transcends the direct senses? Now, that is very hard for some people to accept. The 100th monkey is very difficult for them to accept because it implies, in fact, it states, that there are other methods of communication beyond the normal senses. Now, easy enough to examine radio waves, easy enough to look at infrared, X-ray, very easy. Once you know how to measure that which is there but cannot be seen, then X-rays would give you a gamma rays, would give you all spectrum, but you've got to know the spectrum there. No one has discovered the spectrum at which there is communication that creates the 100th monkey.
All right, let's hold that. Is the language instinct of humans in our DNA?
Yes.
Is there cannibalism going on in Russia right now?
Unfortunately, yes. But there is not by lack of food, but there are certain individuals that are that way inclined. The numbers here are very, very small.
But they happened 100 years ago, 50 years ago, not because of the starvation now in Russia.
Exactly.
Right. Was Aleister Crowley, the famous magician, legend of the Order of the Golden Dawn, was he an intelligence agent between World War I and World War II?
Yes.
So LaRouche's description of his influence is accurate there.
Yes.
All right. That can be developed another time. Is Feng Shui an accurate art?
Surprisingly. There are certain things in Feng Shui that are culturally influenced. But, on the whole, Feng Shui works. That's the point. Yes, it works.
All right. There's a famous case in Omaha, Nebraska, revolving the Franklin Credit Union. A book by a man named DeCampi alleges a satanic child abuse cult, incredible sexual perversion, that links into NATO in Brussels. Is that such a real scandal?
It's a lie from beginning to end.
Okay, well, I know that. We'll move on. There was one curious thing. Mehmet Ali was caught shooting the Pope in 1981.
Yes.
There was a car accident earlier this year or last year where a policeman, an intelligence agent of Turkey, different authority figures, and a beauty queen were killed in the crash. And,
yes.
they found this intelligence agent, very secret terror squad. He had Mehmet Ali's identity card on him.
Yes.
Why would he carry that?
A souvenir.
So no intrigue there.
Oh, there's so much intrigue, there's intrigue behind intrigue.
But he was using the ID.
Yes.
Why would he use an ID if someone who's in jail? Anybody who in the customs saw, oh, well, you're using an ID of someone in jail. You're not that person.
They do not know. People do not know names.
But he's part of the terrorist network that Mehmet Ali was.
Yes.
It's like a secret talisman of a group.
It's still a valid method of travel. It's withdrawn from airports. There's no need to recognize it.
Right.
Could be anyone.
But that person found dead with that was part of these networks that Ali was part of.
Yes.
I see. Moving into, let's contact Georges Gurdjieff.
Yes.
The famous mystic.
Yes.
How much time is remaining?
Approximately 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll do one other thing after that. So Gurdjieff, I just want to say, are his books, The Tales of Beelzebub, are they the truth? Was he a prankster?
No. An allegorist.
Did he have valid spiritual techniques, though?
Oh, yes.
And he learned them from secrets?
And learned that still allegory. It's still allegory.
Would he admit that his allegory is not as effective as James Joyce's Finding His Wake?
Different subject.
Right, but they both were working the same time around Paris.
Yes, but no.
Equally valid for understanding things?
Valid. If you understand that Gurdjieff had allegory, and also needed allegory that would attract people.
He did have to have a publicity level.
Yes.
Which Joyce didn't need. He already accomplished
Joyce did not need that.
I see, there's a difference. Okay.